I know she said it's alright, but you can make it up next time. I know she knows it's not right, there ain't no use in life.
Fence call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. there's... the state is spending $125 million to buy electric buses. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. But first, top three stories. Consumer confidence rises for the first time in 4 months on news of cheaper gas as well as a little bit slower inflation as people are feeling a little bit more confident. Like, hey, things might be turning around. Inflation's slowing down. Gas prices are coming back down. Yeah, thanks to the midterms, right? President Biden, by the way, is going to be addressing the nation in a primetime address on Thursday to talk about the soul of the nation, soul of the nation address. I don't think he'll be wearing a dress, though. Mississippi flooding has prompted National Guard deployment, and schools have moved online in Jackson, in Jackson area of Mississippi. Jackson State University apparently has been, like, just flooded. The whole university has been flooded as well. And finally, Trump's Truth Social Network has been barred from the Google Play Store over content moderation concerns. So, you know, they released it on the Apple Store, and now here they're wanting to release it on Android. It took them a while to develop the Android version. They finally got it about ready, and it's being barred from being on the Android because Google Play is saying, no, you got to have better moderation for your for the content. So those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We've often mentioned the stories of somebody buying a used electric vehicle and then driving it for 6 months or a year, and then all of a sudden they need to replace the battery. And then the battery ends up costing more than the actual vehicle cost when they purchased it. Here's yet another example. A customer bought a Chevy Volt. Now, the Chevy Volt is actually a hybrid. It can actually, you know, use some gas as well. And so they had a Chevy Volt, and they were driving it around for a while. They just submitted their bill online. $29,842 for the Chevy Volt battery replacement. $29,000 for the replacement. This is, like, this vehicle you can buy for $6,000 to $8,000 used. You can buy the vehicle for $6,000 to $8,000, and instead $29,000 just to replace the battery. We continue to see these problems with these electric vehicles. That, hey, the electric vehicle might be nice to have for a little bit, but if there's something wrong goes wrong with the battery, you're toast. Which leads me into a more local story here in the state of Florida. Florida is expanding its purchase of electric transit and school buses statewide. That's right, even school buses. The $125 million is being awarded to purchase electric buses statewide here in Florida. Which, once again, it's like, okay, well, maybe these will be good, but what if we got to replace the batteries on these suckers? I can't imagine a electric battery for a bus is going to be cheaper than a Chevy Volt. Well, these electric transit buses will replace the diesel transit buses here in Escambia County. They're also going to be going Alachua, Broward, Duval, Leon, Marion, Miami-Dade, Monroe, Orange, Palm Beach, Pasco, Pinellas counties, and Hillsborough County. And of course, like I just said, it will be here in Escambia. And then electric school buses will not be used here in Escambia County just yet. The electric school buses will be in Broward County, Manatee County, Miami-Dade, Orange, Palm Beach, Pinellas, and Sarasota counties. So I still just feel like this is gonna come back and bite us in the butt. I don't feel like the technology's there yet to be rolling these out all the way, but I guess we shall see. Now, in the meantime, you got places like California, who's banning the sale of all new gas-powered cars by 2035. So, you know, we've talked about this before. It's the sale. They're not banning gas-powered cars in California. So if you've got a gas-powered vehicle, it's good. But if you're going to buy a gas-powered vehicle, you will not be allowed to buy one in the state of California by 2035. Now it looks like Massachusetts is going to follow suit with the same kind of thing. And I saw there was one other state that looked like it was looking to do it. Vermont, New York, New Jersey, and Oregon will all put gas-powered car sell bans into effect. They haven't passed them yet. California is the only state that's actually passed that ban, but the other ones are working on the ban and will probably pass it fairly soon. California's even taken a step further where you can't go buy a car in another state and bring it over. Like, you have to, after 2035, you cannot buy a gas-powered vehicle and drive it in their state. It's like, wow. And of course, this is all about climate change and trying to address climate change. They believe that having electric vehicles will help reverse the effects of climate change. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. And what do I always say? Yeah, we already got a text here already saying it. I think electric vehicles are the plastic bags of the future. That 20 years from now, might be 30 years from now, everybody's going to go, hey, you know how we switched to plastic bags in order to save the trees? So the plastic bags are killing the oceans. We need to go back to the paper bags. I see that with electric vehicles. 20 years from now, 30 years from now, we're going to go, hey, so you know how we all switch electric vehicles? Yeah, we need to switch back. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roadways are checking in clear right now, Bobby, with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We're looking good on Pine Forest, south of the interstate, north of the interstate, going towards 9 Mile. You'll see your everyday congestion, but nothing too bad, as well as Blue Angel, Lillian Highway, Fairfield, not showing anything to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, before we get a quick break and have top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom, we have got a pair of tickets to give away to go to the Sanger Summer Movie Series. So I went and saw Jailhouse Rock last week, and here's a cool thing I didn't know about. If you get there early, then they actually have an organist who's playing the organ, and he's playing music from the feature film that's going to be playing. So you can get there a little bit early and just like listen to some music and just enjoy conversation with the people around you and have a good time like that. So this week it's The Princess Bride. Oh yes, The Princess. That would be fun to watch right there. That would be a great one to watch in the Sanger Movie Theater. So if you would like a pair of tickets, so by the way, the movie's on at 7, doors open at 6. If you would like a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see The Princess Bride, just text the word inconceivable to 850-437-1620. So text the word inconceivable to 850-437-1620. If you do so, then you might have a chance to win a pair of tickets. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Open up the champagne, pop. It's my house, come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you've been.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So we've been looking at the Atlantic and we had four disturbances out there over the past couple days ago. Two of them have dissipated. They're gone. Whew, thank goodness. But one of them now has an 80% chance of turning into a cyclone over the next 5 days. And it is right currently east of the Caribbean. The good news is it will not hit us. The bad news is North Carolina, Virginia may be getting hit. And it looks like it's headed straight towards the North Carolina border over there. Then there's another one that's right off the coast of Africa right now that has a 40% chance of development over the next 5 days. That one's way too far away to figure out where it will go at this point. But there's two out of the four are left out there in the Gulf. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Wow, we got a lot of texts. It's a good movie, and that would be a good one to watch in the Singer Theater. So that'd be a fun one to watch. So we'll have tickets to give away every day here on. I think tomorrow morning it's in the morning. Do we have a winner yet?
I'm texting them right now.
Getting them right now. Okay, so we'll get the winner. We'll announce who the winner is here in just a minute. In the meantime.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, Mississippi is looking for more resources today. The state's capital city without safe running drinking water. Earlier today, Governor Tate Reeves said officials asked the government to declare a federal emergency as residents in Jackson, Mississippi today don't have safe running water. The National Guard there already activated by the state's governor. All this is happening after apparently a pump at that city's water treatment facility was damaged because of recent flooding in the area. The San Diego Zoo, a penguin, has gotten its new orthotics.
Lucas the penguin suffers from a degenerative foot condition called bumblefoot. If left untreated, the lesions on his feet can lead to sepsis and death. The four-year-old has suffered the past 3 years, but not anymore. Vets at the San Diego Zoo reach out to Therapaw and Success. The company creates all kinds of products for all kinds of animals with special needs. And now, Lucas is strutting his stuff within his African penguin colony. Orthotics in place, he's got some happy feet. You can see him online. I'm Lucinda Kay.
Uber today unveiling some new safety features for riders and drivers. These include the options to speak to a live safety agent and text 911 operators in case of an emergency. The feature going to be available in more than half of the country at launch. The lead project manager for Uber's safety team says their new 911 feature is a good way for riders to get help discreetly if they need it. And Bobby, former UWF Argo D'Anthony Bell has made the starting lineup for the Cleveland Browns. The first UWF football player to make a regular NFL roster. UWF making that announcement on social media today. He plays safety. He earned his spot on the Browns after a training camp earlier this year.
Yeah, I think that's exciting. I saw that on Instagram earlier that they were, you know, congratulating him for making the Cleveland Browns roster. Boy, I tell you what, I think UWF's football program's got it's promising, you know?
Oh, very much
so.
Very
new program. They've already been in the championship a few times, won it once, and now you've got their first NFL player coming from the program in just, I mean, the program hasn't even been around for 5 years. That's amazing. So,
yeah, there's a lot of schools out there that have probably never had one of their players go on, you know? So
that's a good point. There's schools that have never had anybody from their school get to the NFL and make a roster. And he's a starter too, right?
Yeah, I believe so. He made the starting roster. I don't necessarily know if he's going to be on the starting lineup.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So he's at least made the roster, the 53-man roster. And
yes.
So whether he is in the starting lineup or not, we don't know yet. But that's still exciting because, like you said, there's a lot of good football teams that have been around for a lot longer than UWF Argos, and they've never had a football player make the roster, and here they've already got one in their first 5 years. That's pretty amazing. Going back to the Jackson, Mississippi thing, so I guess they're saying they don't know when they will have drinkable water again.
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of the craziest thing about it all is they don't have an ETA on when we're going to have it fixed. They're just, sorry, we don't know.
Yeah, this has got me thinking about the whole Flint, Michigan thing. That's the first thing I thought of when I saw that they said they don't have drinkable water and they won't have drinkable water in the foreseeable future. Didn't they call the National Guard in there to help them with they're planning to call the National Guard in to distribute bottled water. That's what it is. I don't think they've called them yet, but that's a lot of, Jackson's a pretty big city.
Yeah, I believe it's like 180,000 or something. So
probably just in the city, I bet Yeah, I mean, just the city alone will have 180,000. Yeah, they'll probably even have even more in the surrounding area. But so I don't know how far their water system, what the reach is for their water system. But I saw that their schools have moved to online. I mean, man, you can't even go to school because the flooding's that bad. You had to move schools online, and that's pretty crazy. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are tricky and clear right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. You'll see your everyday traffic on North Palafox Street and East Burgess Road, but nothing too bad to slow you down this afternoon. If you do see something slowing you down on the roads or something out of the ordinary, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of the texts we get coming in here for the Princess Bride, I get the sense that if we just open it up and we're like, just send us in a quote from the Princess Bride, we would get it, because people are just sending in quotes. We didn't even ask for any quote. We just asked for one word, and we're getting all kinds of other quotes from the Princess Bride. It is a classic.
My favorite thing, and I don't know if you remember this, but the DVD, if you look at the picture and you flip it around, the Princess Bride font is the same, like, side or like upside down and right side up. Did you know that?
No.
So you take the DVD.
Okay.
And you flip it over, it still says The Princess Bride.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
So when I was little, I would be like, let's play this one.
Okay.
Because I thought
there
that
you
was
go,
super cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah. I watched The Princess Bride when it was on VHS. So.
What is that?
Don't you dare.
Just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, I got an update on a new business coming to the Mobile area. Kind of surprised to see Mobile getting this before Pensacola. That comes up next. Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, well, first of all, we were just talking about VHS, and you were just joking. So, what is that? Do you know what Betamax is, though?
No, I actually don't know what that is.
So Betamax came out same time as VHS, basically, and it was a battle of which one was going to be the new like method that people used for their entertainment, and most people that really truly looked at both products knew that Betamax was actually better, but for whatever reason VHS won out and people just got VHS instead, and so VHS ended up being the thing. Betamax went the way, just disappeared. And same thing happened again with Blu-ray DVDs. There was Blu-ray DVD and there was HD DVDs, and HD, I went on the HD DVD bandwagon and I was wrong. Blu-ray ended up winning out, and HD went away. Had the same thing with Laserdisc. There's been all kinds of things.
Texted in Laserdisc. I don't know.
Yep, Laserdisc. Laserdisc was better than both of them, and it just wouldn't take off. So, yeah, it's pretty bizarre. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Mobile City Council has approved Topgolf. So Topgolf heading over to Mobile. I don't know if you're familiar with this. I'm surprised that they're getting it before us, but oh well. Topgolf is this. It's basically a driving range, but it's a driving range that has a restaurant there, and it also has these targets. And it's kind of a fun driving range. It's not just a regular driving range. Go out there. It has targets and it has like colored lights and like games that you can play by trying to hit the ball. And they're popping up all over the country, becoming very popular. And apparently, and I've never been to one, but I have a lot of friends who've been to them, and they love it, and they have a great time. And so I've wanted to check them out, and so it kind of was on my radar when I saw that Mobile just went ahead and approved it. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. And I got a story pertaining to Airbnbs, short-term rentals, vacation rentals, how they might be affecting the real estate market here in the Pensacola area. We'll talk about that coming up here shortly. First, top three stories. Starting off with consumer confidence has increased for the very first time in 4 months. And this is because gas prices have been dropping. So people feel a bit more positive about the future of purchasing and everything. Plus, inflation has slowed down just a little bit. It's gone from the consumer purchases have gone from 6.5% down to 6.3%. And then Mississippi flooding, we've been talking about this. Mississippi flooding has prompted the National Guard deployment. Schools have moved online, and the pump broke down in their water supply system. So there's no clean tap water for the city. For the entire city, they're saying 160,000 individuals, no clean tap water. Oh boy, that's not good. Trump's Truth Social network being barred from the Google Play Store. So they launched it under the Apple Store. They were trying to launch it under the, then they wanted to launch it on under the Android Store. It took them a while to develop the Android version. But, in fact, as you know, I've brought it up many times in the past, the True Social Network's still glitchy on the Apple version. I still have it on my phone. I don't even open it anymore. It was too glitchy. And it's basically, yeah, there's just too many problems with it. So I just done with it. So they're finally trying to, at the point where they're ready to roll out the Android version. But now the Google Play Store is saying no. Why? Content moderation concerns. In other words, they're concerned that they're not going to moderate the content on there enough. So they don't want to have it on the Google Play Store. I know a lot of people with Androids who are dying to get the True Social Network. So, but well, I guess we'll see what happens with that impasse. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, Chattanooga is the next team on the slate. Pensacola Blue Wahoos were off yesterday after splitting the series 3 games apiece against Montgomery Biscuits. They're playing tonight and against the against Chattanooga. 6:15 will be the first pitch. This will be on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. By the way, programming note, on Friday, the Blue Wahoos will be playing on our other sister station, Pensacola Playlist, 94.5. That's because ESPN will be carrying high school football. All right. In other sports news, right now we've got the tennis is going on right now on ESPN, ESPN2. Last night, by the way, Serena Williams did win her first round of the U.S. Open. Major League Baseball right now, Baltimore Orioles are beating the Cleveland Guardians 1-0. Scoreless game between the Cardinals and the Reds, and the Tampa Bay Rays are playing the Miami Marlins. That game is still scoreless at the top of the first inning. Tampa Bay Rays have a man on first, one out. Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Colorado Rockies later tonight as well. And then I don't see any televised games for Major League Baseball. It's just the tennis is going to be on ESPN, ESPN2. So, of course, today's a big day in the NFL. This is when the roster cuts have really started getting updated. The NFL teams have to get their rosters down to 53 players by 4 o'clock today. So this is when they were doing the last round of cuts that was happening. Some of those big cuts. Well, I'll give you some of the cuts coming up here right after traffic on the Fives of Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear throughout Pensacola, so not seeing anything to slow you down. We're also looking good on 29 and 90. If you do see something slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the Fives.
Okay, some of the cuts that were notable cuts, the Kansas City Chiefs cut wide receiver Josh Gordon. The Raiders cut offensive lineman Alex Leatherwood. Running back for the Texans, Marlon Mack, has been cut. And quarterback Kellen Mond from the Vikings has been cut. In fact, I was reading that the Dallas Cowboys cut every quarterback except for Dak Prescott. Okay. I mean, obviously, they're going to have to get a backup at some point for him, but they cut all their quarterbacks except for him thus far. Then, let's see here. In other sports news, the Saints made a trade. They traded cornerback Gardner Johnson to the Eagles. The Washington Commanders running back Brian Robinson has been released from the hospital after being shot. We talked about that yesterday. Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley apparently being targeted by a violent street gang. And the the LA Clippers, John Wall, explains that in the past 3 years, he's had suicidal tendencies. And after he lost some family members, he was dealing with an Achilles tendon tear, and he considered suicide. He wanted to open up to let people know that, look, it doesn't matter what walk of life you're in, you can have struggles with mental health. So he wanted to explain his situation. The New York Knicks reportedly will extend R.J. Barrett's contract and have removed him from trade talks for Donovan Mitchell, which probably means any trade talks with Donovan Mitchell are dead now. And more players jumping from the PGA Tour to LIV Golf, Cam Smith being the latest. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I saw this story here about rentals in the area. And as you know, rental rates are they're just skyrocketing here. I remember, 5 years ago, about 5 years ago, moving down here, back down here again for the first time in years, 15 years, I was already kind of a little bit surprised at seeing rental rates raising the way they were. But compared to other places that I had lived around the country, Columbus, Ohio, and Cleveland, Ohio, and Chicago area, Austin, Texas, compared to where I lived, the rental rates here were way more affordable compared to those other places. In just 4 to 5 years, maybe even 3 years, the rental rates here have skyrocketed so much, they're more expensive than a lot of those other places. It's shocking. Because guess what did not go up the same amount, percentage-wise? Incomes and wages. Incomes and wages around here did not go up the same amount that rental rates have gone up. So I keep watching anything pertaining to rental rates, and I just saw this interesting perspective. Airbnb, VRBO, and other short-term rentals are impacting the Northwest Florida market. In fact, right now, according to AirDNA website, there's over 3,000 active vacation rentals in the Pensacola area. And if there's 3,000 active short-term rentals, that means that's that many fewer long-term rentals available. So I was just talking to somebody the other day who just helped them move into a house over the weekend. And frankly, they're not very happy with the house that they're moving into. But the literal words were, I don't feel like I had a choice. There's very few options out there for me to rent. So as soon as I found a house that had 3 bedrooms, I just took it. But they're not satisfied. They don't really have long-term plans to stay there because they don't like the place. But it's all that was available. Well, part of the reason why that's all that's available is because there's 3,000 other rentals available, but they're only for short term. And so you're starting to get some buzz about maybe there should be some sort of limits on the number of short term rentals that you get. We've seen this in other places as well, where they try to limit short term rentals more along the beaches. They try to do that kind of stuff. But they're saying maybe we have to limit the short-term rentals in order to make way for more long-term rentals. I don't know. Now you're starting to get into the whole telling people what they can or cannot do with their own property. It gets pretty suspicious to me, but I understand the concern. Like if you open up even half of those right now to long-term rental, then all of a sudden we got 1,500 more long-term rental places. One of the most impressive things I remember talking to D.C. Reeves the other day, and you're listening to Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. When we talked to Mayor-elect D.C. Reeves, he pointed out a very interesting statistic. Prior to the pandemic, we were at about 2.5% vacancy rate. That's it. Just about everything we had available was rented out. Here we are 3 years later, and our vacancy rate is still 2.5%. So that means all the new properties that have been built, all the new apartments that have been built have been filled immediately, and we still have people moving here wanting more properties. We just don't have enough. That's what it comes down to. I don't think having a restriction on short-term rentals would really help in the long run, though. Like, we just need to keep building more properties. The thing is what's also come up recently, building more properties is not enough. We need to build affordable properties. That's the key. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom, plus top stories on FoxNews.com. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We were talking about the Betamax and VHS and all that stuff earlier. And hey, here's an interesting part. This is not hugely important, but Betamax actually lost out to VHS because the remote was attached to it by wire, whereas VHS remote was wireless. Oh, yeah, that would definitely do it, having a wire attached to it. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I got your Fox News update, plus Bobby's brain teases for you here in just a little bit. First, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, September is Suicide Awareness Prevention Month, and there's an event going on this Thursday, a veteran-sponsored suicide awareness walk. It's going to be happening at Pensacola State College. It's called the Be the Light Walk to Fight Walk, happening at the PSC track, 8 o'clock Thursday morning. It'll go on until 11, and participants can walk a mile on the track and write an inspiring message in chalk on the track for others. There's also going to be booths offering information and resources for suicide prevention. Again, that going on this Thursday morning at Pensacola State College.
Yeah, I saw that. And I was just talking about John Wall, the player for the LA Clippers, who was open about his thoughts of suicide over the past few years during the pandemic, losing some family members and losing and having to deal with an injury. And just he said he went to a dark place, but he's opening up about it that way, hoping that other people will open up and go get help they need. So,
you know, it's been a crazy several years now, and a lot of people have had a lot of problems, you know, and so you need help. It's always out there.
So where's this walk at again?
It is at the Pensacola State College track.
Okay. And on Saturday?
No, it's this Thursday.
Oh, Thursday
morning, 8 until 11 a.m. And then there's also a PSC Student Veterans Association barbecue that's going to happen after that as well.
Yeah, I saw that one. I don't know why I thought it was Saturday. So, okay. All right, cool. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
No major slowdowns to report right now, Bobby. I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear. You're looking good on 29 and 90 as well. Nothing to slow you down right now on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Torgerson Causey Insurance Benefits. If you need help with planning your business benefits, let Torgerson and Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Top stories on FoxNews.com shows a picture of Kamala Harris, the vice president, says VP-backed fund helped free a repeat felon who's now charged with murder for allegedly killing an old nemesis. Oh, boy. Also, some of the sub-stories to this is that according to some ABC panelists, they don't believe that she's next in line if President Biden decides to not run in 2024. I agree with that. We've talked about that before. If she does, if he decides to not run 2024, it'll probably be a Pete Buttigieg, even Elizabeth Warren, probably even a Tulsi Gabbard. Vice President Kamala Harris is not well liked in the Democrat Party from amongst Democrats, even. So I don't see her being the front runner. She's not the shoe in. Let's just put it that way. Other top stories here on FoxNews.com. Apparently, there was a wardrobe malfunction at the U.S. Open. U.S. Open champion Bianca Andreescu. Wind gusts made her skirt affect her shots. And so she's pled for an outfit change and is blasting Nike for their outfit. And said, she said, I mean, it's not my fault. It's Nike's fault. I need to go. I need to change. And so during the middle of the thing, she ended up changing her outfit because I guess her skirt kept blowing up or something. That's one of the top stories on FoxNews.com. And then finally, FBI unraveling or in damage control as the Hunter Biden probe agent reportedly resigns. So we might get some more of that whole story coming out. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
Canadians are required to complete a basic math problem without a calculator before they can claim any lottery winnings. That's right. It's basically to work around gambling laws. It could be something as simple of what's 5 times 4 minus 10. And you can't use a calculator. Dun, dun, dun. That would be a tough one. That would be tough. Oh, boy. For some people, it would be very difficult. Americans spend twice as much suing each other as we do on cars. Of course we do. Our sue-happy society. I was actually just talking to somebody about this the other day, about how, like, you get sued, and it's like a hands-down, I'm going to win this case, but you still got to hire the attorneys to fight it, and it ends up being more expensive. Sometimes it would have been to settle something, and it's just, yeah, there's got to be something done with our legal society. The very first movie with a $100 million budget was True Lies back in 1994. That's a fun movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It made $380 million, so it did okay. The tallest statue in America is the Statue of Liberty at 151 feet, not counting the pedestal. The second tallest is a 110-foot tall statue of a Pegasus fighting a dragon outside of a horse racing track here in Florida. A Pegasus fighting a dragon. That's the second tallest statue in America, right after the Statue of Liberty. That seems like it kind of fits, actually. Statue of Liberty, Pegasus fighting a dragon. America. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.